Well, last year's class of IPOs is now trading more than 20% below offering on average. Here with why and which are the worst performers is Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre. Inez, Robinhood has got to be among one of the worst performers since its July debut, and Didi as well, most likely.
Yeah, that's right. So what we did was we took a look at the pandemic IPOs, so to speak. And speaking right now of the 2021 IPOs and the largest IPOs of 2021, that being the largest amount of money raised by these companies, we took a look at where they ranked as far as their share price today versus their IPO price. And if you take a look at the chart right there, you can see that Didi shares are down about 73% from their IPO price. Robinhood is down more than 60%, around 60%. Coupang is down around 40%. Bumble is down more than 30%. And then you've got Rivian down, that's down about 17 or 20%. So these are the largest IPOs of 2021, and they are all trading below their IPO price. If you take a look a little bit under the hood as to reasons why, well, Didi, we know, has had regulatory issues in China. In fact, Didi is listing off of the delisting off of the New York Stock Exchange and moving over to Hong Kong. When you take a look at Robinhood, well, Robinhood has had to confront several challenges throughout last year. It was in the middle of the GameStop saga. Then you had slowing growth for Robinhood in the third and fourth quarter, even though its first and second quarter was very good. It had a blockbuster quarter in the second quarter, that being the quarter that it announced after it went public. And then you've got Rivian, that you, if you take a look at Rivian, that Rivian priced its IPO at $78 a share, and the stock absolutely soared on the first day and several days afterwards. In fact, you had its market cap ballooning all the way up to $153 billion in mid-November. Right now, it's sitting at around $55 billion. But that is sort of a snapshot also of that investor appetite for anything that had to do with electric vehicles. So all EV players were really getting a big boost, a lot of money flowing into those companies. And the air has kind of been taken out a little bit, especially this past January and coming into the year amid rising inflation and the prospects of tighter monetary policy.
Hey, Inez, real quick, what about those stocks that went public earlier on in the pandemic? I'm thinking, and they're big names, Airbnb and Snowflake. How did they wind up faring?
Yeah, so we took a look at the five largest IPOs of 2020 during the pandemic. And what's interesting is that all of those are trading above their IPO price. So Airbnb is trading above its IPO price of $68 a share. That stock also soared on the first day of trading. And it's still above the first trade when it first went public in December of 2020. And Airbnb is that sort of poster child of the company that really turned things around during the pandemic. It first had layoffs, and then it was able to turn the business around, so to speak. And it's a profitable company. It's been sort of beaten down a little bit with the high growth names over the last month as well.
All right. It really has been a whirlwind for the IPO market. Inez Ferre, thanks for the roundup. We appreciate it.